Well, it's good to see everybody here today. I've got a few people left over. You guys must have later flights, so you're stuck here. I'm actually glad that I put the preliminary in the title of this one, the paragraph that is this title, because what I'm going to show you is preliminary. So, but we this study came about actually. I got a call from a gin in Arizona, and the ginner, who is pretty proactive, said, "Hey, I have moisture systems in my gin, moisture addition systems, human air systems, and I want to know, you know, what they're doing, what kind of benefit am I getting out of them?" So they actually last year did a test on his own and had some results, and then talked to me about it and had me analyze them, and we put together another test. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about actually both of those, and then and I do have some preliminary results that we can talk about. I'd like to just let you know about my co-authors first. Carlos Amijo is back in the back also. He's also from the New Mexico Gin Lab. And then Chris Delholm, who of course is here in New Orleans. He's been helping us on this with some of the fiber quality information and spinning. So we'll just start off. Kind of we had this hypothesis that if you add moisture at the GenStand feeder conditioning hopper and a battery condenser slide, that we were thinking maybe we could improve gin operation, fiber quality, and bale value. And so, like we said, this ginner had some human air systems on his GenStand hopper and also on his slide, and we were just basically going to test with those on and with them off. For his preliminary test, the ginner actually ran three different tests, each one about 80 bales each, where at one point both systems were off, and then he ran them with just the feeder hopper on, and then he ran them with both of the feeder hopper and the slide moisture on. And we saw some differences in some of the measurements. I'm not showing any bale quality data here because basically it was all the same. There wasn't much difference there. But we did see some difference in bale weight, which we would expect if you look at the next line and you see moisture. There was a significant difference. And you see those letters next to those numbers. And what those letters mean, let me see if I can get this to work. If you look at these, all the nerds that are here that do research, they like to do statistics. And if you see a number that's different between two columns, that means that they're statistically different, not just the value. So we saw some differences there in bale value, bale weight, and bale moisture. And so we thought that was interesting. But one thing is he didn't do one of the tests that we would like to do, and that is to look at, well, what if only the slide is on and the hopper's off? And so we wanted to add that treatment, and we wanted to do some more repetitions just to try to make sure that what we saw wasn't just a fluke. So we planned another test. And this was this last year. We put it together pretty quickly. And we actually ran two tests with two different cottons. We didn't really select the cottons. We just tried to find, the ginner tried to find a couple of farmers that had a lot of modules, because we wanted to do, for each test, the same cotton from the same field from the same farmer, so that there wasn't a lot of variability in the cotton for each test. In each test we ran, we had four treatments, where basically we had the conditioning hopper moisture on or off, and also the battery condenser slide moisture on or off. So there ended up to being four. Each test we ran, each treatment we ran for about 15 bales. We wanted to do a little bit more. We were hoping to have two modules per a treatment, but it ended up we couldn't find a farmer with enough cotton to get that many, but I think we got a good number with 15 bales. And we replicated it three times so we could do some more of the statistics that that we like to do so much when we're at the gin labs. So when we went out there, we took us a couple of days. We actually did one test a day, and we sampled at the module feeder. We sampled sea cotton there for foreign material measurements and moisture. We sampled at the let me get this to work. Come on, my finger's not making it go. There we go. Before the feeder hopper, actually up here right above the conveyor distributor, I had to, for some reason or another, I decided that I'm the one that should run up the stairs every time, and I think I figured out I ran up the stairs like 124 times in 2 days. Next time I'm going to have somebody else do it. We also sampled at the gin stand with sea cotton, and we had one of the guys from the gin help us out and sample the seed. And we sampled at the battery condenser flue as going up to the battery condenser, And we sampled out of the bale, actually, there to get moisture samples and some fiber quality samples out of the bale. It's a little extra with us. One thing I have to say is the guys at the gin, they were really helpful. They helped us out taking samples for us, which we see all the time we're out in the industry. It's really great to work with folks and have so much help and people be willing to put up with us for 2 days, running around their gin and asking them to do different things. And like I said before, I think we couldn't do what we do without the industry, and it's really great to work with you guys. We also did some energy measurements. We thought, well, you know, this might affect gin performance. So we put transducers on the electrical lines for the gin stand, the lint cleaner, the press. And also we wanted to know how much it was costing or how much energy it took to turn those fans on the feeder and slide moisture systems. And then also, and this is another thing that I volunteered to do. Again, I'm not sure why, but you'll see that at least I was smart this time. I had my track shoes on. I ran out in between every test out to their gas meter and took a reading in their gas to see how much it was taking extra in gas to run these moisture systems. And so I got a workout going up the stairs, running out to the meter. I think the gym guys thought it was kind of funny to see an old bald guy running around out there. But we did some cotton analysis on all the samples that we took. We had sea cotton moisture content, and Carlos was actually in the gin office for about 15 hours straight every day, just running, constantly running moisture samples. I think the ladies in the office thought that was great because I don't know if you guys do moisture samples ever, but sometimes the cotton didn't smell great when it's kind of almost burning. And then we also did moisture content. Of course, we had HPI measurements on the bales that were ginned. And Chris did aphis and spinning analysis for us at SRC. I'm just going to show you some general data here. And again, I'm not showing you cotton quality data from the HPI because there's really not a difference in the data. I actually had a slide with some cotton quality measurements, and magically between the last revision and this revision, that they disappeared. So I'm sure that it wasn't my error, it's something wrong with the computer. But if you close your eyes and imagine, there's a table up there, and there's a lot of HPI measurements, staple length and color. Yeah, I see. Yeah, you got your eyes closed. Go ahead, close them in. They're all about the same. There wasn't much difference between the treatments that had moisture on and the treatments that had the moisture off. Well, if you look at some of the other things that we were predicting that there would be difference, one of those is bale moisture. And just to give you an idea here, kind of point this out, let me make this work. This bar right here is for both systems are off. This bar right here is for the feeder when it's on, the feeder moisture, and the slide is off. This bar is for when the feeder moisture is off and the slide is on. And this one is for when they're both on. And what I'll point out here is, basically here when the slide moisture is off, these two measurements, the bale moisture was lower, and that's no surprise, I guess. And over here, when the slide moisture, when it was on, either by itself or with the feeder moisture, we have more significantly higher bale moisture content. Of course, it's still kind of low. 5% is not a very high bale moisture. We'd like to shoot for a little bit higher if we could, I think. And we'll have to look at that some more and kind of drill down on the data to see maybe why we have that problem. But again, at least with the slide moisture on, we see that there's a significantly greater amount of moisture in the bale. So that moves on to bale weight, and this probably follows that then. If we have more moisture in the bale and we're trying to cram the same amount of cotton in there, that the bales ought to be heavier if the moisture's on. And that's, again, what we saw here with both systems off. It's significantly less moisture than with both systems on. We ended up having, on average, heavier bales, which is a good thing. If we look at bale value, again, it kind of follows a similar trend. We'll talk about this a little bit, but basically what we have is with both systems on, the slide and the feeder, the bale value tended to be higher. Now, of course, it seems kind of obvious that the bales tend to be heavier, then they're going to have more value. But we need to do some more analysis on this because we really want to look at, well, is it because basically the water, or is it because basically maybe there is some differences in the fiber quality that we just need to kind of tease out of there and see. And so we have some more analysis to do here to really try to drill down and include some of the information that Chris Delholm is doing with spinning to see if maybe there are some differences in quality when you have moisture at your feeder that we're not detecting with the HVI. And so I'm not ready to say that it's better or worse. I'm just trying to give you the general results that we have. A couple of slides here to show energy, which I'm glad there's something there. Unfortunately, I can't show you gin stand energy because we put the setting on one of our transducers at the wrong place. So every time the gin had cotton in it, it just peaked at at 100. And then when the gin went down, it went down. And we could see it go up and down, but we couldn't tell any difference. So, and that's my fault. I should have checked things, but you get excited. And, you know, anyway, what do you do? But we do have some information on the press, which is really one of the things that we're looking at. And what we saw with... these over here with the slide moisture on, we see a significant difference, significantly less press power, average press power when we're trying to bale cotton with the slide moisture on. If we look at basically press energy, so basically how much energy it takes over the course of pressing a bale, we see the same trend, significantly lower energy to press a bale than without the slide moisture on. So I thought that was encouraging. We may not have a huge difference in fiber quality, but we're seeing some kind of difference in bale value, and we're also seeing maybe a little less energy or maybe wear on the press, which actually is what we expected, but it's glad to know that it's there. So I just have a couple conclusions. I'm trying to beat Ed, so if I got to hurry. First of all, it's hot. It's hot in Yuma. running up and down the stairs there, a couple times I think they thought I was going to pass out, but... if we do this again next year, I might try to do it somewhere else. Let's get back to the data. Moisture addition doesn't seem to affect the quality of the cotton, at least what we can measure with HVI. I haven't looked too much at the spinning data yet that Chris sent us, so hoping maybe we might see some differences there. Or maybe we don't. That's not too bad either. It does affect bale moisture content, the weight, and the value. Whether that's related to the actual value... some of the small differences in quality, we don't know, but we're going to try to find that out over the course of the next couple months. And it does affect power. It tends to reduce the power at the press, which is a good deal. We got some continued work. You see there, I'm hard at work right there recording numbers. That was not staged, that Fisher promised. We need to complete our statistical analysis. We've got quite a bit left to do. I need to bring in some of the more fiber, the information we have, and spinning data. And we might need to add some more data points. We have quite a few, but once you average all those bales, you end up with fewer than you'd like, and we may need to kind of repeat this test again. So just one last thing. Again, I want to thank the crew that was there. Those guys helped us out a lot, helped us get set up, helped us run the test, helped us take samples. They really took care of us. Like I said, we appreciate the industry. We can't do what we do without that. With that, I'm done. There's any final five questions, Tom, or?
We got time. Any questions for Dirk?
Yes.
Did you said you had transducers on the plane? Do you have any
transducers? We did, but I didn't show them because I'm not confident in the numbers. But actually, the energy in the lint cleaner was a little bit higher with the feeder moisture on. It's not significantly different. But there's some differences in action in the means, but it's very slight, and I want to look at that some more and see if make sure about that number before I try to put it up on the screen or something. But I did see a little bit of difference. Yes. I didn't say. He was asking what was the incoming moisture content of the cotton. I didn't say, and I actually don't have it here. I know that it's quite low. We are in Yuma, Arizona, and their moisture contents are very low. That's one of the reasons that they have moisture addition, is they need to help their moisture contents out. Sorry I didn't include it in the presentation. Bobby?
Okay,
we'll
use that. Basically, the
excuse me?
You'll use that.
I did measure it. I didn't put it in here again because I'm still trying to tease some information out, but I'll tell you that, of course, with the moisture systems on, you use more gas than you do with the moisture systems off. And the slide moisture system required more gas than the feeder hopper conditioning system. So.
Also, bale press.
I I did record the peak. There weren't any differences in the peak, at least not significant differences. So, and you guys actually, I need to probably talk to you and Paul some more because you guys have a lot more experience at this and see if you can help me figure out the best way to see if it might be my bad in calculation. But I didn't see any differences in the peak, which I was surprised. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Derek.